Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
If you have your Bibles with you, why don't you open them up to John's Gospel, the 16th chapter. Tonight, we're going to talk about God's protection plan. And how many of you know that you really need protection in the days that we're living in now? Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that there were going to be perilous times that are going to hit. And I'm telling you, I believe that if there were ever perilous times, they've hit now. We've seen so much. I mean, in the past, just the past year, there has been so much that has come about that the evil that Satan is wanting to put into this world is coming forth. And so we need protection, and we need the protection of God if we're wanting to stay safe in the days ahead. Praise God. Now, I want to look at this in John's Gospel, the 16th chapter, and we're going to look at verse 33. If you got your Bible with you, open it up to that, and we're going to get ready. It says this, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." Glory to God. "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Now that's good. That is marvelous. Praise God. Now I want to read it to you out of the Amplified Bible, and it just gives so much more depth to it. It says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustrations. But," that's a good word to know, "but be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world, I have deprived it of power to harm you, and have conquered it for you." Praise God. Now Jesus is telling us here that in the world there's going to be tribulation, there's going to be trials, there's going to be distress, there's going to be frustration, everything that every believer has seen come up in their lives. So that's telling me that just because you and I are believers, we are not exempt from these things. But he says, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome all of these frustrations. I have overcome all the things that are coming against you. I have conquered it for you." In other words, Jesus is telling us that when he went to the cross, that he paid the full price for our salvation, which means that you and I now have complete dominion and control over the circumstances that we come into. It's really important for us to do that. But we're not exempt from it. I just want to look at three more. In Psalm 23, verse 4, it says, "Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Amen. Isaiah 54, 17 says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I like this one in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. It tells us that when we are tempted and trialed, God is faithful and makes a way of escape. Glory to God. Now, those are shouting words, folks. These are the promises of God that God has given us in his word. And we need to take them at their face value. We don't need to read any more into it. We don't need to try to change it. We don't need to try to make it better by adding something to it. We just need to keep it just like it is. Amen. Now, there are two things that I want us to understand that we've got to settle in our hearts right off. Number one is that God is faithful. God is always faithful. God has always been faithful, and God will always be faithful. And number two is that he is bound by his word. Amen. Whatever this word says, whatever this word tells us, God is bound by it. He cannot change it. He cannot alter it. He cannot come up with something else. He is bound by what the word says right now. And so if you know these things beforehand, it's going to make it a lot easier for you to go through trials and tribulations and what the world is wanting to do. It is just all been taken care of by God. Amen. Now, we're going to go to Psalm 91, which is a very, very powerful psalm of protection that God has given us. And we're going to look at every verse of Scripture in Psalm 91. There's only 16, so it's not going to take us a real long time to do it. But we need to look at it because I think it's very, very important for us to understand that God wants to keep you whole. He wants to keep you safe. You know, you hear people nowadays saying, well, stay safe. Well, if you are a believer and you stand the word, you're going to be safe. There won't be anything that is going to harm you. There's not going to be anything that is going to come against you because God has taken into consideration everything that you will need. Praise God. Now, before we get started, I want to preface this by saying this, that the biggest mistake that you can ever make when it comes to God's word is that if you don't see it as personal, as a personal letter. Amen? And what I mean by that is that you cannot take the Bible, the word of God, and just consider it to be a book. You've got to consider it to be a letter. A letter that was written to you. Amen? Now, you know, if someone gave you a letter that someone wrote to them and you read it, it would be okay. And you could look at it and say, you know, that's really nice. But it's not going to mean anything to you because it was not written to you. But if someone gives you a letter that they wrote to you personally, and you read it, it's going to mean so much more. It's going to mean the difference between, you know, seeing this person's heart for you, probably. Amen? And so it's really important for us to do that, that if we want to have the greatest impact in the Word of God, we've got to take this as a personal letter to each one of us and not make it anything less than that, and not make it anything more than that. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's get started on this, and we'll finish up the time that we have here together looking at this. In Psalm 91, we're going to start at verse 1. I'm going to be reading out the New King James Version of the Bible. Praise God. And it says this in verse 1, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Praise God. Now, I also want to read it out amplified, and I'll be going back and forth through this as we go. In verse 1 in the Amplified Bible, it says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed." Boy, I'm telling you, now that is good to know. Amen. See, whenever Jesus said, he said, "I leave you peace, my peace I leave you," not as the world gives peace, amen, but his peace is total tranquility, total absolute, just a state of euphoria, I guess you could say, amen, knowing that everything that I need, all the protection that I need, God is supplying it for me. And that's why you can remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. And then it says this, "whose power no foe can withstand." Glory to God. Amen. The word "dwells" there gives this connotation as a permanent abode. In other words, it's a place you never leave. You cannot enter into God's presence and then leave God's presence. And then whenever things start looking bad again, you try to find where he's at, amen, in the word, and get yourself back into it again. You have to remain here because this is how you will stay fixed and stable. This is how you're going to be able to whenever things come against you, that you're not going to stumble and fall. We've got to understand that. Whenever we are walking in God's presence, which is the shadow of the Almighty, that's his presence. That's who he is. His overwhelming presence in our lives is the thing that no foe can withstand. No enemy is going to come against you whenever you are under the shadow of the Almighty's presence. It just isn't going to happen. And so we need to understand that. It's like there's a barrier between us and our enemies. And that barrier is the presence of God. And as I was thinking about that, I thought about what it said in Luke 16:26, when Abraham was talking to the rich man who died, and he wanted Lazarus to come to where he was at and just to dip the tip of his finger in some water so that his thirst would be quenched. And Abraham said this. He said, we can't do that. He said, because there is a gulf fixed between us. That gulf is a barrier. Amen? He says, we can't come to you and you can't come to us. This thing is fixed. It cannot be moved. Amen? And so we have to understand that whenever we stay under the shadow of the Almighty, that there is a, if you want to call it a force field, that is around us and is surrounding us and it's keeping us. Praise God. Now, I got to get going here. I'm not going to get all this done. Amen? Let's go on and look at this in verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. So here is something here that you and I need to understand. We've got a part to play in this. It says, I will say of the Lord, he is my fortress. He is my strength. He is my victory. Amen? Because you've got to understand that you and I by ourselves can't make the victory happen because we don't have the power, the strength, the know-how, or anything else that is going to take to cause victory to take place. So we got to start speaking words of faith. Whenever we speak words of faith, then the door is open to this secret place, and we just walk in. We just enter in to the presence of God. And once you get in there, if there was any kind of fear, if there was any kind of apprehension, it all leaves. Amen. Why? Because now you're in the place where God himself is living. And there is no place stronger and no place more sure than that. Amen. Verse 3 says this, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Surely. What does that mean? Absolutely. Without a doubt, for sure, it's going to happen. Amen. Whenever God makes a promise, the only condition that there is on a promise of God is that you and I have to receive it by faith. Amen. The actual completion of the promise, God has already spoken. If he hadn't have, it wouldn't be in his word. And so you and I have an absolute responsibility to declare to ourselves that this is how it is, and it's not going to be anything different. Amen. Hallelujah. The word snare there means a hidden trap. A hidden trap. And you think about it. Maybe you have went through things and you didn't even realize that there was a danger in it until after it was over with. And then all of a sudden you're thinking, oh my gosh, God saved me. God delivered me. Amen. There have been things that have happened in my life that have, I just knew that it was God. And there were even some things that happened in my life before I was born again, when I was still a sinner, and God's mercy saved me. Amen. I mean, that's all you can say. When I look back on these things, I know that's how it was. And God is so good. God is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's go and look at this in verse 4. We're just kind of moving through these, so stay with me. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Amen. He covers you with his wings. If you've been on a farm, I was raised on a farm, and so we had chickens, and those chickens would have little chicks. Amen. And she'd be out there, and there might be 10 of them. You know, I mean, maybe even more. And she was always keeping them near her. She was always keeping them to a place where you couldn't see them. There were times whenever I would see a hen just sitting out in the barn lot, just sitting there. And it looked like she was there by herself. And all of a sudden she'd get up and all of her chicks would run out from underneath of her. Amen. And they're thinking, wow, you know, she had them hid so good that I didn't even think that there was any others around. But yet, she kept them protected. Amen? And that's what God wants to do. He wants to keep us protected. Amen? Now, read this, Alice, Psalm 36, verse 7 in the Amplified. Listen to this. It says, how precious is your steadfast love, O Lord. The children of men take refuge and put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Glory be to God. Amen. The children of men, that's you and I. Glory to God. We just trust God with everything about our lives. There's not one thing I want to hold on to in my life and try to make it on my own. I want him to be in charge of everything. I want him to take me to the places that only he can take me. And the only way that I can do that is to put my trust in him. Amen? To put my trust in him. Now let's go on. Verse 5. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Praise God. You shouldn't be afraid. You shouldn't be afraid of what's going on out there. Amen. You shouldn't be looking at the situations out there that are in the natural. Praise God. If you want to write this down, fear opens the door to failure. Fear opens the door to failure. Amen. And with everything that's going on right now, not only just this COVID-19, but all of the unrest and all the riots and just all these things that go on, people are panicking like I have never seen before. It just seems like every bit of peace has been sucked out of these people's lives. And it doesn't need to be that way. We can keep ourselves at peace, amen, because we have what it takes through the promise of God in Psalm 91 to stay at peace all the time. Praise God. All right. Verse 7 says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Glory to God. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. People are falling. People are losing their minds. People are frantic, panicky, and just all kinds of different things because of what's going on. But it says this, you know, you can have 1,000 fall over here and 10,000 over here. Amen. But what's to say? It shall not come near you. It shall not. Amen. Come near you. Praise God. Only with your eyes you shall look and see. In the Amplified, it says this. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High. Amen. Inaccessible. Hallelujah. Satan trying to get to you. He even sees you, but he can't get to you. He wants to do something, but he can't. Amen. No matter how hard he tries, no matter how many times he's attempted, he's failed every time because you're inaccessible. And you're just watching. You're just knowing, yep, won't be long, won't be long. And he's going to be dealt with in a very, very serious way. Amen. Now let's look at this. Let's continue on. Verse 9. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Amen. Hallelujah. You've made a choice to stand in the presence of God. You've made an absolute commitment not to be moved. And so it's important for us to take that stand, amen, and do what is necessary. It says that no plague shall come near your dwelling. No plague. Absolutely no plague. You know, now I know some people, I've known some believers who actually have tested positive to COVID-19. I understand that. Amen. But here's how I like to look at it. What would happen if we didn't have the protection of Psalm 91? What would happen? How would we fare then? See, I look at it this way, that because I stay and stick with God, the things that could kill me can't kill me. Amen? And so that's the way I look at it. I say, you know, yeah, maybe it's not good. Maybe it's very, you know, difficult. But think about what could have happened. Amen? And how it could have been. Praise God. Amen. That's the way that you need to look at it. It could always be worse. People are dying from it, but it shall not come near you. Death shall not overtake you. Amen. Verse 11 says, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Amen. So there are angels involved in your protection. There are, you know, people call them guardian angels, which is fine. You know, that could well be what they're called. Amen. But you got to understand this, that angels are assigned to us to do things for us. Amen. They are ministering spirits who have been sent forth to minister for those who will receive salvation. Amen. And so angels want to get involved, but they can't get involved unless they hear faith. They can't get involved, even though they would want to. They desperately want to do something for you and I. But unless we release words of faith, they can't do anything, even though they want to. They are bound by the word of God. Whenever you and I speak faith, the only thing that we can speak is the word of God, because the word of God is the only place where faith abides. Amen. And so it's important for us to do that. It's important for us to keep ourselves right in line with God's word. Hallelujah. Verse 13 says, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, and the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. See, that's a promise. God says, because you set your love upon him, that he will deliver you. Amen. And I will set him on high because he has known my name. Amen. set me on high. What is that? Well, the high place of God, this place where God is at, is where you can look down on everything that is going on. Amen. You don't have to be a part of it. Going back to what is said here in verse 8, you're only a spectator. Amen. See, that's the kind of sports I like. I'm a spectator. Amen. I'm not a participator. I don't do sports. Amen. But I don't mind sitting back and watching someone else beat the other guy's brains out. Amen. Don't mind that at all. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to get involved in it. I just want to be a spectator. I just want to be the guy who sits there and after the game is over with, I've still got everything in place. Glory to God. I'm not all beat up and bloody. Hallelujah. And I can go to bed and wake up the next morning without bandages on me or anything else. I only want to be a spectator. And it says that we'll tread upon these things. Amen. We'll tread upon them. Now, let's finish up here with verse 15 and 16. It says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Amen. That's good to know, isn't it? That he'll be with you and me in trouble. Amen. And I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, I like that. Long life. I like that. Long life in health, long life in prosperity, long life in serving others, long life in doing the things that God wants me to do because he's always with me. You know, it says in Hebrews 13:5, it says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. That's a promise. That's how God does things. Amen. And so it says that when we call upon him, I'll answer him. So we need to call upon Jesus, our covenant partner. Amen. He's the one that we're in covenant with. His blood was shed so that you and I could be covenant partners with him. Amen. Wasn't because we were good enough. Wasn't because we did this or we did that. It's just because he shed his blood and we were smart enough to take him at his word and allow him to be a part of our lives. When we do this, he says, I'll satisfy him with long life. I'll satisfy him with the absolute longevity. Amen. The completeness and the fullness of everything that God has for us. That's the 91st Psalm, folks. That's the Psalm that we plead over ourselves almost every service whenever we leave. We declare the 91st Psalm over every person of Oasis Church. And so if you want to be protected, if you want to go through what we're going through right now with the peace of mind, the peace of God, and absolute assuredness that you're going to get through unscathed, then you need to speak the 91st Psalm over yourself. And anything else, there's protection all through the Word of God. This is God's love letter. He would never write a letter to you wishing you harm. Amen. And so it's really important for us to be aware of what God has made available to us. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.